USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
South Korea says North Korea flight tested a ballistic missile that was likely fired from a submarine. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch occurred from waters near the eastern port city of Sinpo. Pyongyang has a major shipyard building submarines there. South Korea says the short-range missile flew almost 400 miles, but did not immediately provide details about the submarine that would have been involved in the launch. Ukrainian and Russian officials say all women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the steel plant in Mariupol. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the sprawling complex amid intense Russian attacks. Ukrainian fighters remain holed up in the plant. The Kremlin is still trying to capture it. It's where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. For the fifth straight week, all the major indexes on Wall Street are losers. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you could save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
First Lady Jill Biden met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps going on and on. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. A federal judge in California has tossed out former President Trump's lawsuit seeking to overturn his ban from Twitter. District Judge James Donato said that Trump's claims that Twitter's ban against him violated the First Amendment didn't hold much water given that the amendment only applies to government and not private companies. Donato said Trump's only hope was if Twitter was operating as the government under a state action doctrine. A New York court has halted the use of familial DNA searching, where law enforcement agencies search the state's DNA data bank for close biological relatives of people who left traces of genetic material at crime scenes. It said the legislature did not sign off on protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Taliban rulers of Afghanistan ordered all women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts, not all of which have been implemented. For example, last month, the Taliban forbade women to travel alone. That rule has since been silently ignored after a day of opposition. The decree calls for women to only show their eyes, recommending that they wear the head-to-toe burqa, evoking similar restrictions to when the Taliban last ruled the country between 1996 and 2001. In New Mexico, hundreds of firefighters along with a fleet of planes are trying to encircle the largest fire burning in the country as potentially historic weather conditions are in the forecast. Thousands of residents have already evacuated due to flames that have scorched large swaths of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. More than 262 square miles have been blackened over the last several weeks. The start has been traced to a preventative fire initiated by the Forest Service to reduce flammable vegetation. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan slamming the FBI for suspending the security clearances of employees who participated in the nonviolent parts of January 6. He alleges that this is the first step towards firing the employees. The Bureau allegedly cited a guideline pertaining to allegiance to the United States in its alerts to suspend the clearances. Jordan is the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee. He announced that the committee is arranging for an examination of the FBI, run by the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General. I'm Kenneth Burns.